The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, it's Irish podcast time again. Welcome to day two of Banning Robes July Festival on this Tuesday evening. And once again, we've got seven races for you, but this time it's the National Hunt Brigade that take over the party this evening. The pick of the action comes in the 7:10 when we've got a useful looking rated novice hurdle over 2.6 miles, which brings about several decent in-form horses. As we saw there last night, Gran absolutely perfect, dried out quite considerably throughout yesterday. Although the good watered in places ground tonight could come under threat because there are periods of rain forecast for the area sometime this evening. So just bear that in mind if you're thinking about backing a good or good to firm ground horse later on in the card. You'll probably want to keep your powder dry until you see exactly what the conditions are like early on in the card. And talking about early on in the card, well, we'll deal with the first race on the evening, which comes up in the shape of a 2 mile, 1.5 furlong maiden at 5:40, in which several of these can certainly throw their cap in the ring with regards getting off the mark over timber. And the one that will probably be under the closest scrutiny is Spinny On from the in-form Joseph O'Brien stable. Joseph has had an amazing run of things in the last couple of weeks on the flat and indeed over hurdles, and two winners once again last evening from the Ballydore trainer suggests that all his horses have got to be very much considered in any particular race. And Spinny On, well, he needs no introduction, having run well first time out last time out at Roscommon, when he made most of the running until just getting left behind in the latter stages to be beaten in the end by To Be Lucky in Super Bowl. Now, mixed messages regards that form. The winner, very nice horse of Henry de Bromhead, has gone on to win since, but Super Bowl ran tragically in a race at Tipperary on Sunday, so not sure which way to read that. But he still ran a reasonably good race. A little bit of ease in the ground, won't mind this horse by Flemings Firth, and he's got every chance, one would imagine, of providing Joseph O'Brien with another winner. But one to consider is RT Celeb from an each-way perspective. On his first start for the Undall stable, this horse managed to finish a credible second behind Abraham, who's Galway Festival bound next week. And I think if he runs up to that corner level, there's every chance that he could certainly finish in the frame at the very least. So an each-way alternative to the favourite there would be RT Celeb. On to the 6:10 then, which is another extended 2 mile, 1 maiden hurdle. And there are just probably a handful here to mention with regards to taking this particular crown. And on top of the raw, sets a pretty high standard where you one would imagine for the rest to live up to, having run consistently well in lots of decent handicap hurdles of late, including excellent fourth at Punchestown two starts back, when he had subsequent Killarney Chase winner Bally O'Sheen just ahead of him that evening. Absolutely nothing wrong with that run down in Bellistown the other day behind Timian. And of course, those that regularly follow Irish circuit will know that Timian has been installed around about the 7-8-1 favourite for the Galway hurdle next week at Ballybrit. Back in third was USA, of course, won here last night, thus franking the form. So clearly around about even money, top of the rye is going to take quite a bit of beating here. But he has only won 1 in 20, so we've also got to look for a little bit of an alternative, perhaps from an each-way perspective, just to give punters an extra bit of bang for their buck. Ardna Carrig would probably be the one I'd side with here if I was looking for a nice each-way bet. He, of course, has already finished a respectable third here at this track this time last year, when it was the race where Licklighter, of course, fell going well at the second last. At least this horse, we know his well-being, because he's run reasonably well the other day at Roscommon behind High Five Oscar. He travelled really well in that race, looked like justifying favourites, but he just didn't quite get home over 2.5, so I think dropping back in triple definitely suits. Licklighter probably is the best horse in this race, but like I say, he hasn't run for the thick end of a year, so I'm not sure whether Patrick Kelly's charge will be able to do himself full justice with a year off the track. So top of the raw, definitely the one to beat, but Ardna Carrig is the each-way bet there in race number two. On to the third race then, which is the first of the very competitive handicaps. And Ashjan heads the list following his breakthrough success down in Downpatrick the day when he started very strongly to beat the ever-reliable Sheko Lad by a pretty comfortable 2 3/4 lengths. However, he is up against the local and track specialist Hello Sweetie, and it's Pat Collins' charge that I'll probably go with here, considering that she's got such a fine record hit, this unique right-handed track. You certainly knew from a very early stage that this Mare by Westerner was going to do particularly well here at this venue, because she was second in a bumper on her first start in her career. Subsequent performances, is her fourth in the handicap, and two wins recently over fences here have suggested that any time that she comes here, she's got to be feared in any particular race. And that run back in May when she won a handicap chase certainly suggests that, given the time figure she produced on that occasion. Nothing wrong with her last two runs, including that effort down in Cork the other day when fifth behind Mr. Shampers. One can appreciate, as sure as night is follows day, that Hello Sweetie will run another commendable race at a happy hunting ground, and she's the selection. On to the fourth race then, which comes up at 7:10. And as I said at the top of the programme, probably the best race on the card from a pure class perspective, given that Joseph O'Brien's horses are in fantastic form at the moment. His treasure chest has got to be fully respected in a race of this nature, having run as though 2 miles was just a little bit too sharp for him last time out at Gower, and went outpaced by the rapidly improving Nessun Dorma from the Willett Mullins stable. He's certainly proven himself that a sharp right-handed track is no barrier to success when he beat subsequent winner Denham Sound on his debut over hurdles back at Kilbeggan in early part of June. He looks a sound jumper and a fairly honest type, so Treasure Chest very much the one to beat here. However, I quite like Westland Rowe as well. I think he's another commendable type, particularly for this time of year. Very consistent as well in recent times, and his runs at Punchestown and Downpatrick were followed up by yet another good run at the Northern venue when runner-up behind Noel Meads very much informed Mr. Showtime the last time when we saw this gelding by Oscar. Once again in a very strongly run race, he kept on quite well in the latter stages to get within hailing distance of the winner, who I do believe is also Galway Festival bound. And Tong Tai, that was on for the first time on that occasion, is acquitted again. And around about 7-2 this morning, I do think Westland Row is the value bet there in race number 4. On to the 7:40 then, which is a very competitive looking handicap over at 2.6 miles, and the one that punters were bound to be concentrating on here is Presenting Julio from the Gordon Elliott stable. This horse is in rampant form throughout the summer jumping period, which was supplemented by a very good victory down in Limerick the other day, which followed up a Roscommon success a few weeks earlier. On both occasions, he's travelled like the best horse in the race, and he's quickened quite well when required. The key to this horse is good ground, so being as a son of a Presenting, you'd certainly want to just be keeping an eye on the weather forecast there for tonight, just in case it does go on the soft side, courtesy of a few showers, because that certainly diminishes chance. But if it is fast, I very much expect Presenting Julio to complete the hat-trick, given his current well-being. The obvious each-way alternative, if it does go on the easy side, is Manuka from the Carl Thornton stable. This horse hasn't managed to get his head in front for a little while, but he's certainly run consistently well on his last couple of runs, including that third behind Galway Festival bound William B at Bellistown a couple of starts ago, and over fences behind the informed Sir Jack Yates when we last saw him at the Killarney Festival last week. A reproduction of that effort on a track where he's got placed before. I think he finished second on his only start here a couple of years ago. Then he's certainly got every chance of at least hitting the frame at rewarding each way odds around about 9-1. On to the penultimate contest then, which comes up at 8:10. And look no further than Darkest Flyer here. Absolutely bolted up at Limerick on Saturday. Connections have been very wise and shrewd to enter this horse up again in such a quick fashion, because he obviously comes here under a very minimal penalty. I think if the handicap has a chance to readjust his sums, he'd probably put this horse up in the 100 mark, one would imagine, given the strength of his victory the other day. And of course, that was his first run since leaving the Paul Gilligan stable. So it's clearly the switch to Narmead which has turned around this horse's fortunes without shadow of doubt. Quite a lot of these coming in here under a little bit of a crowd and out of form. So this looks a straightforward affair for Darkest Flyer to get his head in front again in that penultimate contest. On to the final race then, which is an extended 2-mile-1 bumper. And not a great deal on offer here with regards to solid form. The only ones who've had a run in recent times and have shown a reasonable amount of ability are Corkner Hill, Rose and Clondara. Respectively, particularly Quandara, at least that he's had a couple of runs of late to suggest he's got a little bit of ability or enough ability to go well in a race like this. That run behind Sam Crow at Fairy House certainly suggests that he's half decent and certainly could reward each way odds. But the one to concentrate on here, one would imagine, is Brahma Bull. from the William Mullins stable. Really does need no introduction. Of course, owned by Rich Ritchie, a son of presenting. And it's certainly nicely bred as well, and it costs quite a few quid, so one would imagine that the stable would be disappointed, to say the very least, if he couldn't justify short odds in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join us again for tomorrow's podcast, which comes up at Nace, looking at their 7-race programme beginning at 5:55. Until then, it's a very goodbye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.